Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Before we pop our corks, could I ask you a huge favour? If you don't already follow us, would you hit the follow button and give us a follow? You see the three little dots at the top right hand of your screen? Just tap that, hit the follow show tab. It's the first on the drop down menu. And ta-da! That means two things. One, you're never going to miss an episode. And two, it really does help us to bring you the very best guests there are out there. Speaking of which, on with the show. Hello and welcome to a very special edition of White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks its guests three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine. And yes, it's our birthday. We are now 4 years old. Wow. And what better way to celebrate the fact that for the last 4 years, millions and millions of you have been downloading and listening to the show than with a look back at how it all began. So we have scrolled all the way back to the beginning to revisit the conversations that started it all. When I launched the show, the idea was super simple. I wanted to recreate some of the brilliant conversations that unfolded when I popped the cork on a bottle of wine on a night out or a night in with some of my friends. With that as my mission statement, I called, texted, PM'd and DM'd some of my bestest and closest, and we made it happen. Throwing into the mix three thought-provoking questions to oil the wheels of our conversation. And the one thing that all my guests have in common on this week's episode is not only the fact that they've been my own personal support network over the years, but they each have a story to tell about the friendships that they've formed and the belly laughs they've shared, as well as some of the bigger and more seminal moments that life's thrown at them as they navigate their way through adulthood. So let's crack open a vintage case of conversations. And first to pour, it's Amanda Holden, Angela Griffin and Nicholas Stevenson, whose friendship is steeped in history, memories and some hilarious anecdotes. So here they are, all the way from 2019, talking about who does what in their friendship group. What roles do you all play within that friendship group? Who does what?
Oh, Angie's mum, definitely.
Angie's mum, 100%.
Well, yeah.
She looks really gutted by that. She wants to be the sexy friend.
No, not. She's the leader. She's the. I wouldn't say mum, because that makes her sound kind of mumsy and boring, and she's not.
She's definitely not that.
She's definitely alpha, though. She's alpha female.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, when we were doing Stepping Out we were on tour, we went to Chichester, and Angela and I and Tracy Ann Oberman
and Tamsin Athwaite shared a house.
Yeah, you were all rooming together, weren't you? Like theatre, old school actresses.
I stayed two nights.
Theatre digs.
Yeah. Did you?
I stayed two nights. I commuted the rest.
It was sort of the poshest theatre digs you've ever seen, really, because we all just went, oh, should we just make it nice? Should we just get somewhere nice off Airbnb?
I saw the pictures on Instagram. You had flowers, wine.
It was beautiful. We made it really nice. But basically, what we came to the, what we realised really early on was that Tamsin and Angela were the alpha female gorillas of the pack. And Tracy Ann and I were like little spider monkeys.
The little beaters. Beaters in the corner.
What are we having for tea tonight? And then Tamsin would be there making a soup.
Yeah.
And Angela would be there
doing the accounts.
Getting the deliveries.
Going, you owe me this, that and the other.
You're going to deal with the local budgets.
Deliveries.
And Tracy and I... And Tracy and I provide, I don't know what we did, provided the entertainment.
Oh, you were very funny.
I always have this thing in my head. I always go, WWAD, what would Angela do?
That's an honour.
I literally want it tattooed onto me because she like basically those, would do everything.
Those bracelets that Christians wear, what would Jesus do?
Yes.
Is what would Angela do?
What would Angela do? Because I know that if I'm in a dilemma, if I ask myself what would Angela do, I know that Angela would do it.
Is she your moral compass?
Yes. Because she'll do anything.
Yes. So I know.
But this is the thing. It's like, so it's like, not, oh yeah, she'd do it. She'd have another
glass.
She'd
do it.
And she'd do it.
She'd do it and find a reason.
Yes.
That's what it is.
It's not that I'm dull. I'm never dull. It's not like, oh, we must only have two glasses of wine and then go home and go to sleep or whatever.
You've never said that.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not like a dull, hope to God it's not a dull thing.
No, I think
I will always, I've got an answer for everything. That's all it is.
Do you remember when we were all away recently down in the lovely Cotswolds?
Yes.
And wine was flowing and Ange was the one that went, let us not forget that we have children here, everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I do want to make sure that everybody, I want to make sure that everybody goes to bed. I want to make sure that everyone's home safely. I love that people go, oh, what, you know, what do you think? Because I really like giving advice and I like working out problems. So it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm right when I'm doing it, but I do love working something out.
But they think you're right, basically. Yeah. You know, you could, you're a leader.
She could literally start a cult. I would join.
I'd join Angela's cult.
Oh my God,
And if you want to go, you'll go, you'll sit there and you'll go, shall we do blah, blah, blah for such a buddy's birthday? And Angela will have picked up her phone. She'll have gone on to thecrystalmaze.com or whatever it is that you've just kind of suggested
out of thin air.
And it's booked. Yeah. She's emailed everybody. Everybody knows how much they've got to pay. It's all like, and bank accounts and it's all done.
I just want everything done now.
Yeah.
And I want to have a good time.
Yeah.
I want to just have a good time.
But you are always a good time. So how is it that you manage to master being good and useful?
I don't think I do. I don't master it. I really don't. This is a common misconception. I really, really don't master it at all. I don't know what...
Me because she said that she felt depressed one afternoon and she went under the covers of her bed and I went, don't ever say that to me again. I never want to know when you're feeling depressed and sad.
Oh, because you don't think of it like
that. Doesn't
work
with the image that I have of you.
Is it like Father Christmas without the beard?
Yes.
Not right.
Don't take it off. Please don't take your beard off, Anne.
My analogy's not working.
That's a brilliant one.
I'm Santa. I'm Black Santa. I'm Brown Santa.
For me, Nicola, if we're going to talk about Nicola is like, sees the good in everybody. She's like a fairy.
She's a fairy.
I've seen her naked, so she's definitely a furry fairy.
we're very much in the 1990s, me and Nicola Stevenson.
I'm not quite going to say.
Waxing.
Yeah, I'm not in the night. Look at Christopher's face. He's like, Angela.
Chris looks like he's going to throw up.
I like how talking about my personality has segued into
your bikini life
really quickly.
So Nicola, I think, sees the positive in everything. She sees the good in everyone. Aww. I've said it to her before without bringing religion. I always say to her, Chris, you're such a Christian. She's not. But I just go, Chris, you're just so good at being so good
positive and
great positive energy.
It doesn't matter what's happened in your life. You could have gone out and murdered someone. And if you went to Nicola and went, Nick, I went out, I got this axe, I've chopped someone's head off, I don't know what I'm going to do. She'd go, rat. Okay. So I think that
he probably deserved it.
Yes, he absolutely deserved it. And she will spin anything
at all. You didn't mean it.
Into something positive.
You were a good person. Yeah. Deep down.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's really not. It's not always a great thing.
It's a great thing.
Do you like the light that you're being painted in now? You sound like almost like you
I
could
really
be
there. Like it.
She's
I'm
not
really
a goody two shoes. Don't get me wrong. Also, she's
Sunshine
the last one standing.
She's shocking. When I hear about her past, yeah. which I will never divulge.
No.
Well, I'm always
until the
shocked
second glass
at what Nicola had her bottom bit in Ibiza.
Oh, yes,
Nicola! Was it Nicola? Do you mean Nicola yeah. Stevenson?
Yeah. Nicola had her bottom what?
Bitten. In Iron Appa.
In Iron Appa. This story. Hang on a second.
Nicola is the last one standing. Nicola comes across as the Christian, but she is... categorically she has can't go homeitis. She is the one that when you all go right, come on, do you know what, it's 7 o'clock in the morning, the birds are tweeting, it's time to go home, and she goes no, it's the positive, it's like
just about to make margaritas. Yeah.
Let's dance.
Bad things just don't happen. She's the fun
where
time
where does that
fun time
girl. Of life come from?
God, I don't know. I think having really amazing people around me. I mean, I'm lucky. I think I'm lucky that I've got, like, really brilliant female friendships. I know that's why we're here, so it's we're going to end up talking about. But it's true. I think you feed off each other, don't you? Yeah.
I think our girlfriends are like muscles. They keep you strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's a tonic. It's like having a B12 shot in the arse.
Definitely.
Mm. I love them.
I have them in a drip, though. Drip.
Oh, straight.
Oh, really?
I have it straight in my right cheek. Off you go.
Really? What does it do?
It just makes you feel like you could take on the world. If you're,
it's like a gin and tonic, Ange. You want to know how it feels.
Yeah.
Or a tequila shot.
Now, Amanda.
Amanda's like a mixture of both of those things, though, isn't she?
I think so.
Because I think she's got what you've got for the organisation skills and the kind of...
Yeah, you're on it. You're good.
Oh, my God, she's really on it.
Although, like, if you need a dentist, a hairdresser, a makeup artist, a reflexologist...
everybody.
A cup,
like, at the
herbalist.
Touch of a button.
You're on it.
I love it. You're like the golden touch, I think. You're like, oh, we want this to happen. And then all of a sudden, it becomes magical. It's always, there's a bit more, I'm very
Mandy
practical.
Magic.
I'll be like, okay, yes, we'll get here at this time and that time. And she goes, no, we will have horses and carriages coming and
she
doing
does love she does carriage. She turns it up to 11.
Yes.
That's what she does.
Yes.
She turns it up to 11. She is one of the kindest people.
Most
if
generous,
not the kindest,
kindest.
Most generous person I've ever met in my entire life.
And Amanda isn't the only one to turn it up to an 11. That's also true of these next three. They are amongst my closest and bestest of friends, and you're going to wish that they were yours too. After you've listened in on this, here they are sharing some of the moments that have been the foundations of our friendships.
Do you ever wonder, though, what would have happened if you hadn't accrued the amazing friends that you've got?
I wouldn't have made it. I actually wouldn't have. I wouldn't even be here, because the easy bits are when it's all fun times. That's easy, but it's the dark times when you're going down the rabbit hole that you just think, actually, I needed my girlfriend to knock on the door. I needed the text to go, just, are you actually all right? It's just know you're not alone. I wouldn't be here.
Yeah. And also being allowed to make mistakes as well, and really having a couple of friends who know that you're fucking up big time.
Yeah.
But they're there anyway. And they're just waiting to catch you when you fall.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'll give you good advice and they'll do all that sort of stuff. But they, you know, they're not telling you what to do.
I've had friends go, I know you're on self-destruct. Yeah. You've got two more months and then I'm stepping in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really important, because there's, you know, there's friends, there's acquaintances you have who are just people pleasers.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't really, they
never
tell
you the
truth.
But the real friends will have the difficult conversations with you. And when you fall apart, they will be standing by with their toolkit to help you rebuild.
Mm.
And that's
just making me really.
Do you know what I'm?
No,
I'm
getting emotional.
Give
it's
her
so
a
true. It's so true.
It is though,
and I think it's phenomenal. And oh my God, you're all crying.
Well, the thing is look, we have. I don't know about. Well, I do know about you. We generally have quite supportive families, but sometimes you don't want to be supported by your family.
No,
because the history of your family is not where you want to be. You want to be supported by someone that knows you now.
Yeah.
Not knows you as a child.
But also chooses to support you. Like they know everything about you and chooses to support you. Whereas I think some families, if you have that kind of family, they kind of feel obligated anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'm lucky I have a family that would have my back, you know, a lot. But at the same time, sometimes I don't want the support from the
the people that are my blood. I want the support from the people that know me
and
choose to love me. Exactly.
But what is it? What's the saying about you can put, if show me your friends, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, God, if that's the case, then I love who
I am. Exactly. Yeah. Can we bring our kids into one communal home?
Yes.
Yes.
With two nannies looking after
Hang on,
all
no, no, no.
Them?
Kate, did I imagine this our conversation
no,
on Saturday
this
night?
Conversation.
This
I
is
always
Kate's
have
idea.
This convo with chat.
No, it's the
convo
future.
With chat, convo with Kate.
Oh, yes.
So basically, we always talk about, oh, couldn't we all live harmoniously?
No, no, this is the pension plan. We're doing it.
Basically, we've always talked about the fact that in later life, wouldn't it be lovely to all hang out?
Yeah, like a commune or a street.
Parents and grandparents, and they're lonely, aren't they?
Yeah.
A lot of them.
We won't be that.
We won't be that. We'll live together.
Yeah. Listen, you better than anyone will know how to get us a good deal on a bulk load of mobility scooters after your time in
there
Bristol.
There you go.
Exactly.
Oh, I mean, literally, you'll walk into our retirement home, there'll be 15 mobility scooters charging
cocktails
furiously
in the front.
With cocktails. some really rather
hot
accommodating
young men.
Yeah, I was going to say that, yeah.
So what, Tenerife?
What do we spend our days doing then?
Yoga.
This?
Cocktails.
Yoga, cocktails, creating.
Writing,
creating drama for television and theatre.
Mylene playing the piano.
I'll serenade you before your dinner.
Mylene to calm him down.
We'd have our own music school.
Exactly.
We'd have a presenting school.
We'd have a drinking school. We'd have a cocktail making
cocktail school.
Oh, yeah. I like mine with the chilli in it.
Oh,
I know.
The Cante de la Casas.
Oh, we know.
Well, that would be the cocktail of
that
the
would
house.
Be our, that'd be our signature.
House cocktail. House cocktail. Yes, Tam.
Picante de la Casa.
Picante de la Casa.
Oh, that would be the name of the retirement home.
Yes.
Yay.
Picante de la Casa. Come right in.
Thank you and good night. Do you know what? Now I'm excited about getting old.
Some of the best friendships we make in life can be the most unlikely on paper, especially when we become friends with people we've met in the unlikeliest of places and in the most unlikely of circumstances, like, for example, the EastEnders Green Room. Here's Joe Swash with Keith Lemon and Chris Moyles explaining how he became good friends with EastEnders co-star and matriarch Pauline Fowler, the late, great Wendy Richards. Although, it has to be said, for her, it wasn't really a case of love at first sight.
Joe, what would your 40-minute presentation be on? What's your hidden passion?
There's nothing I'm like massively interested in.
No.
So it's the things that I do. So like I could talk about EastEnders to the birds come home because I was a fan of EastEnders before I'd done it. I could talk about that all
what
day.
What was it
long.
Like when you went into EastEnders? If you were a fan of it, then you must have been like
that. Must have been weird. Yeah.
It was brilliant because I auditioned for Alfie Moon's little brother. And got down to the last two, but didn't get it. So they got me back as his character, Mickey. So in between that, I had to do my normal job. So I was working at the BBC at the White City doing fire protection because I was building a new building.
Really?
So I'm in there. So I was in between doing EastEnders because I'd have like 2 or 3 months off. Didn't have a contract. They'd say like, come back for another 4 episodes. In between there, so everyone was like, you're the dude from EastEnders. And I was like, yeah, as I'm like fireboarding the gaffer. So this went on for about a year where I was sort of like, doing some building for the BBC as well as doing EastEnders. And then eventually they gave me my contract for a year. And then I could... That's when I felt like I was part of...
When you was in EastEnders and you would walk around, what was it like?
Were you giddy?
It was amazing.
Did you go to
Because it's like
Campy's
different
camp?
Sort of fame, isn't it? Because people think you know you...
Well, it's a
your,
bit like, you know...
How many times a night is it on?
It's on like 5 times a night.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's massive. And when you were in it, it was like double
really
digits
big,
in
yeah.
terms
yeah.
of millions.
Who were the most famous... actors and characters in it when you
I think we had the best. We had like Barbara Windsor, we had Shane Ritchie was there, Barbara
June Brown.
Windsor, June Brown, yeah. What legend. A legend. Like that lady, I think at the time she was the only lady allowed to smoke on set or in her dressing room. Everyone else could have to go outside under a bus shelter and June would be in her dressing room just smoke bellowing.
But
out.
Also, didn't she have like, tell me if I'm wrong, she's got like 6 or 7 children.
Got 6 or 7 kids. She
and
managed
she drives
the band.
Herself to work every day.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and she managed a band. She used to go Glastonbury up until recently quite a lot as well.
How brilliant is
that? So we had some right legends there when I was there.
Yeah.
But no, it was a really surreal place turning up on the first day, and I remember sitting on, I loved her so much, Wendy Richards, and who played Pauline. So she had her own little seat in the green room, and I never knew this, so I'd sit down, sit in her seat, and she'd walk in and just stare at me, and she'd be like, out of my seat, and I'd get out of the seat. For the first year, I heard her saying to someone, oh, that little ginger bastard really gets the money. Like, she really didn't like me. But then after about 2 years, mate, she loved me. But I think what it is that they see so many young actors come and go on that show that they're like, oh, he's annoying. But I stuck around for a little while. And in the end, she was a great friend. I really loved her.
In the very first episode of White Wine Question Time, I was joined by Heidi Range, Angela Griffin and Lisa Faulkner. And we got very emotional when I asked the girls to choose 10 minutes of their life that they'd live on a loop to infinity and beyond, because it meant so much to them. So here's Heidi kicking it off with the moment she'd lose herself in forevermore, the first time she set eyes on her daughter, Aurelia.
All through my pregnancy, I also kept thinking was, I can't wait to look into her eyes. I can't wait to see what her eyes are like and look into them. And I just will never forget the obstetrician saying to me, open your eyes. And I looked down and she was just like this little doll, and she was just staring at me. I held her straight away and she latched on, and just that 10 minutes was just magical, and I will never ever forget it. That is mine.
Beautiful.
Mine was going to be about.
But you know,
somewhere.
You say you think that I say she was like a little doll, and then you look back and she didn't look like a little doll.
No, she looks like a
scrunched up.
That is magical. Angie, we're going to talk about someone you slept with.
Go on, Angie.
I'm not doing it. I've not had that much wine. But there are a few 10 minutes that I would.
Oh, yeah, actually. Yeah, like, when I think about, yes, okay.
You know, are you going sexy? Are you going sexy time?
Well, a little bit. You know, back in the day when it's...
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's your 10 minutes, babe. You choose.
I mean, I love my children. I adore them. And the moments they came out...
You can't pick one over the other, can you? So that knocks them both out.
So there you go. So that's it. So they're out.
Fair's fair.
What 10 minutes would I relive? Yeah, there's a couple of... I'd find it hard to choose one 10-minute, but I think it would be a 10-minute when you've just met someone and you've got that moment where you know that everything's...
stars are aligned.
Starting, and it's that where you can just stare at each other for 10 minutes and not say a word. And,
This is going Johnny.
I am. Do you know what? I am. And I think it's really weird because I think, oh, gosh, I could choose... John, or I could choose seeing my mum again, or I could choose Billy. Do you know what I mean? There are so many moments in my life that I would go.
But they're your three seminals, right there, right? You've just tripped those out straight away. So they must be three of your most seminals.
Yes. So they're my ones. But then if I was going to be fun about it, can I be a fun 10 minutes?
It's entirely up to you.
So when I met Angela and Nicola, we went to the IL Style Awards. And the night that we met, it was the first night that we'd sort of found out that we were working together, and we were so excited. And we all had our dresses on, and we were all sitting on this table, and we decided we were going to go to the loo. And we went into the loos in the Style Awards, and we sat in a cubicle in the loo and gabbed away we had a bucket of wine each, and we literally didn't stop talking. To the point that the whole party had finished, the cleaners came in and told us that the party was over.
You'd sat the whole thing out in the loo.
We sat on one bins. On the loo, one on the sanitary bin. I think we brought the other sanitary bin into the loo, and we didn't stop talking. Uh-huh. And I thought that night, I've met my two best friends.
Oh.
And it was just... So if I had those 10 minutes in the loo, it was so much fun.
But that's
a really lovely, fun one.
That's a love affair right there, right?
Oh, it was.
Your girlfriends are some of the greatest loves of your life.
I think they're the 10 minutes that you want to relive, whether it's a love affair with your baby or a love affair with a friend or your love affair with your lover.
It's a connection, isn't it?
Yes, it's connection.
Yeah, it's that. Yeah. It's that beginning. It's that those... Because that's it. It's all about beginnings.
Yes, it is beginnings, isn't it?
All about the greatest loves of your life.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It's sometimes the friendships that you've had since childhood that keep you young at heart, or if you want to look at it another way, immature. As demonstrated beautifully here by two girls who met at school and went on to become 50% of All Saints, Nicole Appleton and Melanie Blatt, who joined me for this episode alongside bandmate Shaznay Lewis.
We were delayed in an airport in Japan. We were very bored.
And we had, did we have a camera? Like we had a video camera. And we decided to just go up to people and say, hi, you're live on the BBC. We are here to talk about food in this country. Do you like it? And things like that. And we'd ask them what their food was like and all that kind of stuff. But we would just do things like that. Yeah. And they thought they were doing some really big interview.
Yeah. Oh, so, Shaz, I bet across the years you've just sat back and watched all of this play out.
Literally.
Chuckling.
Literally. And what's fun, what's even, you know, stranger is that the fact that the sense of humour that they have, especially together, this whole immaturity thing going on, has never changed. It's
no.
Exactly. It's probably carried over from when they were 10.
Oh, definitely.
Until now. And
are you saying that emotionally they've not evolved? Since the age of 10.
That's a
good thing that keeps us youthful. Yeah. It keeps us youthful.
And it keeps it so much farther.
Yeah, it does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does.
Shaz, are you prone to flashes of immaturity?
No.
No, you're really sensible.
I think if Shaz kind of goes over to the dark side with us occasionally, she gets really panicky and goes back.
Yeah.
She tries it a little bit and then she's panicked.
She can't do it.
No.
Yeah. I do like watching though. I like being, you know.
She does laugh, so she's part of it.
To watch.
She's
being
part
there
of it. She's
in the room.
Yeah, so she would go down with us.
But I mean, she is obviously an enabler. Because she's laughing, so we're doing it.
Yeah. So it's your fault, Shaz.
Shaz,
it's your fault.
If she didn't find it funny, we wouldn't do it.
But Shaz will laugh and go along with it. Nat will get stressed by it, especially if you start showing her up. And I know I'm speaking for her because she's not here. But you will. Nat will find it quite stressful if you're causing her social embarrassment.
Yeah, she'll
also wear
pants
laughing.
I think we're all
laughing.
Like that, though. I don't think any of us want to be socially embarrassed.
Mel?
Really?
I don't care.
On that note, Mel doesn't care. It depends.
I'm always socially embarrassed. I haven't got time to care. Otherwise, I wouldn't go out.
The best of times are often accompanied by some of the worst of times, especially when you've been mates as long as I have with Denise Welsh, Jenny Powell and Angela Lonsdale. When we recorded this episode in Jenny's front room, we talked, as we always do, about anything and everything. But things got serious for a moment when the conversation landed on what it is to suffer with clinical depression, as Denise has for many years, and how we as her friends have resorted to hiring skips and making soup to support her through some of her more challenging chapters. We also talked about how we extended our friendship to her dad, Vin, a brilliant man, a part-time drag queen, an absolute raconteur and always the last man standing, who sadly passed away in 2021. But he very much lives on in our memories.
So what would be indicative of a really good moment that symbolises a shared sense of humour, for example?
Oh, it'd have to involve your dad, probably.
Oh, my God. Yeah, probably.
Your dad just adores everyone.
Vin, just so that we can explain to everyone, yeah. Vin is Den's dad.
Vin is my dad.
He's amazing.
He's 82. Yes. He thinks that, well, they are.
He goes out when I'm going to bed.
Yeah, he thinks that Ange and Jen are his best friends.
And he'll,
you know,
give us a text. She'll be miles away, like in Australia or something. I get... don't know what you're doing today, Jenny, but you fancy meeting me and Angie in the bubble room for a coffee.
Honestly. I'm like,
Denise isn't even here.
I'll be lying on the settee
at
night and he's going...
I've got a lovely message from your dad. He did a GIF.
He did a GIF?
84 and he sent a GIF.
82. 82. Yeah. Oh my God, he did it. Yeah, he said. Yeah.
He's also a part-time drag queen, or he was.
Raquel still comes out occasionally. Yeah, he spent Christmas with looking like Roy Orbison because he's got this eye thing going on. So he had his sunglasses on, and so he could just fall asleep at random and then deny it behind his glasses. But yeah, we always have a really good laugh with Dad, don't we?
Yeah. So there's all these things that cross over. We've all helped each other out in different ways. And like your Johnny inspires Pollyanna with the guitar and music.
Johnny is Angie's boyfriend and a very, very
amazing
very good
musician.
Guitarist.
Yeah. You know, and then we have these family sort of get-togethers. And it's family. Yeah, it's family. And it's interesting how it's evolved and how it's turned out, where I think if it was me not meeting these two, and someone said, well, you're going to do these TV shows and you're going to meet this actress and this presenter, actress, whatever, and they're going to become like family to you. I go, no way, not in a million years. Because I'm not like that. I keep out the way. I've been in Manchester for ages and I'm not great at all that networking.
You fly
and all the rest
really
of it.
Under the radar as
yeah,
best you
right
can,
under
don't
it,
you?
Yeah. I've dug a hole, me. So I'm just crawling through this tunnel underneath and every now and again I pop my head up like a mole. And I always said, not in a million years. But how amazing that I found, I'm wrong, and I found these two wonderful girls. They're still girls. And I mean it as well. I'm not being crass. I mean it. And I'd never have thought in a million years. And they are. They're real rocks. They're absolute rocks.
So are you. You really are.
You know, and they make...
Soup and sympathy.
I think we'd have to have a photo with us with our doorstep soup, with Skip and Soup.
But how lovely as well. I mean, the thing is, a lot of our romantic relationships don't work out because in life you don't walk the same path. You veer off to the left, they veer to the right. But as friends, it sounds like you've all grown together.
Yeah.
And actually the fact that you've swapped big nights out for getting excited about booking a skip
and
making a nice soup.
I am, I can't.
But you're all on the
excitement.
Same page together.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
and I think as well, that thing about if you don't see each other, like Denise has been away for so long now, and and then you were away and we didn't see each other, but it doesn't matter because you just pick up where you left off. And I think that's a real sign of friendship, that never fades, that never goes away.
There's no jealousy either. No, you know,
there's no competition.
Some people are jealous if this friend
I love it when all your friends
have each
other.
Get that.
Yes, I would friendship jealousy.
If I heard that the girls have been somewhere and I haven't, I wouldn't be thinking, well, I was only in Stoke. You could have rung me to see. I'm thrilled that these two girlfriends have become so close because of me. Because to me, that's great credit to the women I've chosen to be in my life.
Well,
it does. So I don't think any of us have that. Oh, well, I didn't get that message. No. I didn't get any soup on my doorstep. You know. Although I am going to be questioning when these mics go down because I don't think I did get that particular batch.
I'm never going to hear the end of this.
Not Not long after I launched White Wine Question Time, I became friends with the actress Jo Joyner via Twitter DMs after she messaged me on her long drives to and from set to tell me how much she enjoyed listening to the show. I knew Jo from her roles in EastEnders as Tanya Branning and Shakespeare and Hathaway, and I loved our chats online. In the end, I plucked up the courage to ask her to come on, and she did, bringing with her her best friend and former Ackley Bridge co-star, Sunetra Sarkar. Now, they've been friends since they were cast together on the Channel 4 drama No Angels, and here they are with Sunetra laying out a theory on what five characteristics your friendship group needs in order to thrive and succeed.
There is nobody like Sunetra, actually, as a friend, and what I have to understand is that she has a lot of friends, and and I have to share her. But she gives.
You don't sound so much when you say that.
No, I'm not happy about it. I have to share her. But Sunetra actually just gives relentlessly to people. What she gives best is problem solving. I'd say if you come to Sunetra with a problem, she will listen. She will sympathise, and that's pretty much all you get from most people, right? And they maybe will give you one or two ideas of what you might try. She will literally take that and make it her next project to fix.
Oh,
give
you
a myriad.
Renovation.
Honestly, literally a myriad of options on how you could approach it, and they will all be viable. They will all end in some sort of result if you use them and listen to them. It's so true, though, isn't it? You
I
do
love
it to everybody.
Well,
she does it to everybody.
Jo's also a great one. This is a special. She'll take all viable solutions as well. It like sounds like you two are heaven sent.
This is what I mean.
It's like, I've got a problem. I've got 18,000 solutions. Let's do this. Well, I'll get a spreadsheet.
And Jo's the perfect person for me to sit. Not many people want to listen to 400 solutions, you know. Like, three's enough. All right, so yeah, I'll try that one. I'll send the text. No, I don't need to know the next version. Whereas Jo will go, ooh, yeah, and then she'll build on it, and then I'll go,
don't you love fixing
things?
I love it.
I love a good fixer.
She's an absolute fixer.
Yesterday, I don't want to bore you guys, but I got involved in a TED Talks marathon. You know, have you ever done that?
Oh, where
you
go down a hole.
I started with one, which was about intermittent fasting. Great. Which led on to another one about how to be successful, which led on to what is the key to happiness,
YouTube went
on a two-hour TED talk. Now listen, one of them was fascinating because what it said is that in your life, in order to have happiness and success in your personal and working life, you need five very important people. You need a mentor, you need a peer, you need a coach, you need a friend, and you need a cheerleader.
I'm a cheerleader.
I think it will work. Will work if you have those five people in your life. And I would say, and I was sitting there, obviously, I'm listening to it thinking, oh, who's my this and who's my that? And Jo is my cheerleader.
Aww.
She genuinely is. Sitting in the wings whenever I've got anything where I go,
I've got a dance, I'll show you in a minute.
You know, when I made this awfully difficult decision about Strictly or whatever, Jo was the first person I was like, I'm doing Strictly. And she was like, great. It's going to be great. Do you know why it's going to be great? She gave me all these reasons why it's going to be great. She was like, and I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be watching you, and you're going to be. And she really was. Because sometimes you can't have all these five people all working in the same industry as you. You know, your friend has to be someone outside of it, your peer has to be
coach, your mentor.
And so I'm giving Jo one of my five, and I give you the cheerleader.
Give you the mentor, I think.
You're going to go mentor, yeah?
Yeah, I think I do come to you for. Yeah, I mean, I don't go to many people, actually.
There are 5 years between us. I mean, I am 5 years older than her.
Yeah, she is old.
But that's
Nothing
at our age.
Four.
It's not like we're at school.
No. And let's face it, we haven't changed, have we, in the last 15 years?
No, I don't think I have, really.
None of us have.
Not at all. Mentally, I hope I've progressed. Yeah. Well, I'm not so sure.
And I'll tell you what else you give me. You give me that what I love is the... She's such a fixer and such a doer.
Love you for that.
If you know, when you sit and have an idea, you go, oh, should we go to Ibiza? Should we go to... they've just seen this deal to Morocco. And before you know it, you've all booked it within an hour and you're all on it and you're all going.
You know Angela Griffin?
Yeah.
She is that woman.
She's that woman. Brilliant.
You put Amanda Holden behind her. Literally.
Oh, God. Then you're away forever.
She is like, on it.
And, you know, and I am that person amongst some of my other friends.
Yeah.
For sure. So it's really refreshing when you're then in a circle of friends and someone else is taking that one. You go, brilliant. Great. Yeah, we're off. We're going.
I love your family of five.
Yeah, do you like my family?
Yeah, I'm going to write that down tonight. Your girl vibe,
I mean, really, when you allocate and work out the other, they don't have to actually be people that...
And they could be interchangeable, right?
Of course.
Depending on where they're at in their life. Somebody might need a rest as a coach or mentor. Yes. You might have burnt them out on the last problem.
They could just become a friend for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, the truth is, those five supporting people, they keep you in a place where you are genuinely being looked out for by your friends.
I mean, I facetiously call my girlfriends like the booze cabinet because they're like my cabinet. And like sometimes, you know, when I went through a really bad phase for, which is probably most of my adult life about choosing men, you know, in the end it was like, I need you lot to filter.
So you still haven't remembered anything? No, are you thinking anything I've missed?
She hasn't.
No,
I tell you, Jo, you're not being funny. You're a crap friend.
I'm crap. No, I don't mind that she can't remember specifics.
I can't remember the specifics because it is literally
a general vibe.
What I will say is that the year after I met Sinetra, so we were back doing the third series, I think, of No Angels, or the second. It was during the second series of No Angels. I lost my childhood best friend, sadly, to cancer. Oh. And there were three of us that grew up together in the village, and my best friend, who had been in a hospice all the summer leading up to me going away to start filming again, and so I got the phone call while I was at work that she'd passed, and I remember going off into this back room and Sinetra being the one that was brave enough to come burst in and find me, I suppose. But now that we're so many years on, I think of her very often, obviously, like you do. And I feel like I was supposed to meet Sinetra. Aww. Because although I have a lot of great friends, I do, luckily, as does Sinetra, there's always going to be one or two that you feel you could absolutely always be every bit of yourself with, that you could tell anything you're thinking, no matter how grim or vile, and it won't shock or surprise them. Yeah. It might even make them laugh. And, you know, and there's very few of them that you can really be and feel like that with. And I remember losing Claire and thinking I might never, ever have that in my life again. And I do think that you were meant to come into my life.
She's
going to
make me cry now. I can't look at her.
It's our birthday. Who better to close the show with than two women who've been my friends since the 90s? When we met, we were 100% living our best lives. We were working hard and playing even harder. And after all these years, well, nothing much has changed apart from maybe our bedtimes, the fact that we need glasses, and the health of our livers. So here they are, actress and presenter Donna Eyre and All Saints' Natalie Appledon, taking us back to where it all began.
I'm trying to work out how many years it's been since we all first met. 1998?
Six?
No.
Six?
Seven?
Oh,
so we're good,
no,
aren't we?
I think you and I, six. 96.
On. How did
I'm saying 97 for you and I. For you and I.
Yeah. How did we all meet? It's got to be the Met Bar, hasn't it?
We met when
there's
Donna.
There's got to be
the Met Bar. We met when Donna interviewed us for when she used to host MTV.
Did I meet you on the
and
show?
It was love at first sight. I just fell in love with her, and that was it. And the rest is history.
Do you remember MTV? Right, just to set the scene for the listeners, you worked there. I worked there. Sarah Cox was there. Davina McCall. Yeah. That was our kind of stomping ground.
That's where it all began. Times. Every day you're going to work, and there'd be like, you two next door, like, you know, doing VH1 Uncut.
Mariah Carey refusing to get out of the car in the car park.
Just every day there would be some sort of incredible, iconic legend next door. And we all, obviously, being the ignorant youths that we were, just used to take it all for granted. I remember being at V98 with you, do you remember? And we'd all been out on the night before. And they were like, where's Donna Eyre? We need her to interview James Brown. And I was, I was out, obviously, with Natalie. I think she'd met her husband. We were partying with the Prodigy and having quite a lot of fun. I was like, oh, can you go and find Edith, the news bunny? She'll do it.
Edith, the news
bunny. I mean, how terrible and unprofessional.
We had, you know what? I look back on those times and they were just euphoric. We were living our best lives.
Right.
Truly we were. Mm. You, I mean, Nat, you were top of the charts in every territory. We travelled the world. You know, we'd up at the airport, Donna, and say, oh, we've got to go to the MTV Awards now. Do you remember the first ones ever in Berlin? We were both there.
Yeah, there was a one in Ireland too.
The ones in
Did
Dublin.
Did we go to Berlin?
Berlin,
Don't
Dublin.
Remember that. That must have
and
been
the festivals.
One.
I mean,
and the festivals.
Countless festivals.
Oh,
and
and you're, you're talking about when she met Liam. I remember, I think it was at
That was V.
It was V.
And she came over.
And it was
over.
Because of Donna.
It was me.
Because Donna said, I'm going to stay. And all the girls from my band, they were going, they went home.
I said, come on.
And she said, just stay. It was a fun. I went, yeah. And we stayed, and
I think there was some dancing on stage with the Bloodhound.
We went up. We went on stage with the Bloodhound gang, and I remember singer had a massive crush on you. He was so into you. And
was that
and
the night you met Liam?
That was the night I met Liam, and also there was a mutual friend.
And that was the night I didn't interview James Brown.
Thank goodness.
Edith, the news bunny did.
If she didn't interview James Brown, then I wouldn't have met Liam.
So name the festival. Here's a challenge for you. Mm. Where we were at and you had just started dating Liam and you said, he's here, come and meet him. And all of the girls came together like a bad female version of the Blazing Squad and we lined up to meet him. And he must have been so intimidated.
You're asking us to remember things from the 90s at festivals, Kate.
But who would have thought all those years ago that we'd all be sat here having been through births, deaths, divorce, marriages, children, multiple children, and still hanging out, loving each other, laughing together, and still living our best lives.
Yeah.
It was
meant to be.
Yeah.
It really was. Right.
And we really did have the best time.
We did, didn't we?
I think teenagers could all take a leaf out of our book, actually, and just see how it is done. Yeah. I think I like
because
the fact that
now they're all drinking turmeric shots, taking selfies and on Headspace. I mean, what sort of...
It's a lot of time taking doing selfies.
What kind of youth is that?
What sort of youth is that?
How's he taking care of yourself
drinking
like that?
Drinking green juice and yoga. I'm like, oh God, and they've all gone vegan. I mean, great. Having a hoot.
Okay, are you ready for your first question?
Sure.
The first question is all about celebrating the glory of shared history, a friendship that spans decades and so many of life's milestones. And I just wondered if you could single out a couple of moments from your time as friends that really sum up your relationship and what you mean to each other.
I bet we're both going to say the same thing. If there's one word or story, it's the golf club.
The golf club?
Yes.
The golf club.
The golf glove story.
Yeah, I knew that's top of Nat's list.
It's my favorite Donna story of all time. And this is why I love her, because...
Because I make you laugh.
She makes me laugh. And that's...
Quite a lot.
And she doesn't do it to make me laugh. She just... Is. Her existence...
Are you saying I'm just naturally funny?
You're naturally funny. And thanks. She just... My eyes smile as soon as I see her. If I see her on TV, I just smile. Anyway, she just
I'll have to give
smile.
You a very quick version of the golf glove story, because I know it's only white wine hour, but...
It's actually white wine question time. Not hour.
See?
It was like, white wine hour. I was like... Really?
Last as long as we want. Okay.
I mean, so, who does that just for an hour?
I was like, who drinks wine for an hour? What's the point in starting?
I rest my case. I'm in London and Donna has gone to LA.
So I was on tour at the time. I got my, we used to get paid for the gig, and sounds weird, in cash. I think I had some per diems or something. Anyway, I was driving past, I was in the malls in Vegas in Gucci, and I was like, oh, I saw these little leather gloves. I thought
white leather gloves.
They were so cute. I thought, oh, they'd be nice in my next pop video, you know. So I bought them, right? They were a lot of money, a pair of Gucci gloves.
Gucci?
Yes.
Fancy.
And I was only like 17, 18. It's a lot of money, you know. I was kitting myself out on my Gucci gloves. Anyway, I got to the airport because I had to rush for my flight home. Got to the airport. I thought, I'll put my gloves on for going through customs, you know. Yeah, look quite nice. Fabulous in my gloves. Anyway, I'm like, oh my God, there's like one in the box. So I'm like fuming. I said to the driver, like, we've got to pop back really quickly. I'm not getting on the flight, right? Because I am livid. I've spent all my per diems on my Gucci gloves. So I go all the way back to the shop. I'm like, hurry up, I've got a plane to catch. Excuse me, you've given me one glove. I mean, really? He went, ma'am, it's a golf glove.
Ma'am, it's a golf. And you know what Donna said?
I was like,
do I look like I play golf?
I was like, do I look like I play golf? And then I said, what am I going to do with one glove? He said, well, we can sell you another one, right?
Do I have two left hands?
He tried to sell me another left hand. I was like, this is really not going very well.
I hope you didn't miss your flight for that.
So I was like, yeah, one glove.
Do I have two left
hands? Do I look like I've got two left arms? So
left arms.
There was things like that happening.
It's
all
the time. Look like I play golf?
Brilliant.
You know,
That just wanted my nice
glove. I love that you
glove.
Got to the airport and then got back in a car to go back to Gucci.
I mean, I've seriously definitely invested my fair amount into fashion. I remember being in Hong Kong and literally calling my mother in tears because I had no money for food. She's like, well, where's all your per diem? So I was like, I saw these shoes in Prada. She's like, so you spent all your money on a pair of shoes? I was like, yes, and now I'm really hungry.
But my feet look fabulous.
But I look fabulous.
I remember once when we did the film Honest, Dave Stewart film, and Donna, I just got like the VHS like trailer for it.
Yeah.
And Donna came in, she jumped in the bed, and she's next to me. I had one of those TVs with the VHS player.
What did I do now?
I said, I've got the trailer for Honest. And you went, oh, is it parked outside?
I thought she had a big fancy trailer.
Listen, she put something up on Instagram the other day for my birthday, which was around the film.
Oh,
Honest.
I saw it.
Me answering the phone in their bloody hotel room in Cannes. Hello? Taxi don't. No, we're fine. We've got transport sorted.
I think we've got transport sorted.
A taxi to go.
Taxi. Oh, a tuxedo. Oh.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why she collects us as friends, because we're just doofs that make her laugh.
I like it, makes me happy. Fills me with joy.
And
it
I'm just permanently sleep deprived, you know?
Oh my God, so Donna, all right, another thing. These are why I love her. Anyway, she would, because she, when she did the big breakfast, and she would never sleep. And we bought a flat.
I would never sleep.
I remember.
What, in case
we bought a flat.
No, it was basically. So, right, I was doing about 5 hours of live television a day. So, my MTV show would be on about 4 o'clock till 6:30.
In the evening.
Yeah, we'd come off air at 6:30. Nat would normally be ready to go straight to the Met Bar. So, we'd go for a couple of drinks after the show. Not going to lie, on the odd occasion, that drink after the MTV show would quite often lead straight into going to the studio for my big breakfast show, right? Because I had to go to the studio at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
To do all the papers and the, you know, the links. So they're all like, no, stay, don't go home, have one more. Meanwhile, they all get to go to bed nice and cozy.
We'd watch her live, and going, oh my
dumbass.
God, how's she doing it?
How's she doing
that?
And I'm the dumbass that's got to go and do another show while they're all just hanging out.
I remember sitting in bed watching Donna going,
disbelief, like, oh my God,
how's she doing this? How's she actually speak?
I think it's annoying. Do you know what I have to say?
She's a professional.
I've never once actually called in sick or cancelled.
Do you remember you'd be stood by the door with your key in the door and you'd just be stood there and you would be so tired.
And I couldn't open the door.
You couldn't open the door.
Too tired.
Because we used to live in the same building at one time.
We were next door neighbours.
It was amazing.
Ah, so many amazing memories. I have laughed and cried with some truly wonderful friends and guests. But this birthday episode couldn't be a celebration without me raising a glass to you, our listener, for always lending me your ears, for joining me on an incredible 4-year journey, jam-packed with guests and, I hope, some really fascinating, thought-provoking, laugh-out-loud conversations. I have loved taking this trip down memory lane, but I'm even more excited about the years to come and the conversations that are yet to unfold. Don't forget, if you want to listen to the full episodes that are featured in this week's episodes, then you can by scrolling back through our back catalogue. Thank you so much for listening and for your company. And also thanks to Maria Nibbs and the Yahoo Studios team who produced the show with me. Our editor is Eleanor Humphrey and our music comes from another great friend, Andy Bell. Don't forget you can check out his solo material and his work with Ride and Oasis wherever you get your music. I'll be back with more great chat next Friday. Until then, have I said it enough? Thank you for your company.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.